Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the sizzling hot world of graphics cards, specifically the RTX 5080. Buckle up, folks, it's going to be a wild ride.
Oh, I'm so ready for this. Everyone's buzzing about this new card. Is it really the game changer NVIDIA claims it is?
Well, hold on to your hats, because it might not be the generational leap we're used to. In fact, it's probably the smallest jump we've seen in a decade, especially when you look at performance versus power consumption. Compared to the 4080, the gains are minimal, averaging only around 14% across various games. Some titles saw increases as low as 4-6%.
Whoa, 4%? That's disappointing. So, paying a premium for such a small boost doesn't seem worth it, right? Especially when the 5080 shares the same $1,000 price tag as the 4080 Super.
Exactly. I'm scratching my head at how NVIDIA thought this was acceptable. I mean, it's mind-blowing that in some games, the performance is practically identical to the 4080 Super. Now, to be fair, it does have some redeeming qualities. Like its lower power consumption. It averages around 273 watts, which is surprisingly efficient.
But if it's not translating to significant performance gains, isn't that efficiency wasted? Wouldn't you prefer a slightly higher wattage with, you know, a noticeable performance bump?
Absolutely. I'd gladly take a full 320-watt card if it meant better frame rates. I see. Interesting. However, the low power draw does mean cooler temperatures. It tops out at about 65 degrees Celsius under full load, which is fantastic. So, it's a trade-off, I guess.
Got it. So, not a clear winner then. What if someone has an older card like a 3080? Is it a worthwhile upgrade then?
Now that's a different story. Upgrading from a 3080 or older would be a significant boost, around 70% on average, and sometimes even double the performance with less power consumption. Now that's something.
Ah, so it's a good upgrade for some. What about DLSS4 frame generation? Isn't that supposed to be a game changer?
It's a mixed bag, honestly. On the 5090, it felt like the future of gaming. Smoother gameplay at higher frame rates easily offset the occasional artifacting. But with the 5080's lower base frame rates, those artifacts become more noticeable and introduce latency issues. It really shines when you feed it a high input frame rate like 80 FPS or more. Then you can hit those glorious 240Hz refresh rates.
So it's all about that base frame rate, huh? What's the bottom line here? Should we be rushing out to buy the 5080?
If it's the same price as a 4080 Super, then sure, go for the 5080. But chances are you'll find the 4080 Super cheaper, or even a used 4090 for a little more. And in those scenarios, I'd definitely recommend those instead. So, not a must-buy, but a worthwhile consideration depending on your current setup. Look, the 5080 falls short of previous 80-tier cards, which typically outperform the previous generation's flagships. This one doesn't even come close to the 4090. So yeah, think twice before blindly spending your hard-earned cash. Until next time on Nutty's Show, keep those GPUs whirring and those wallets happy. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.